Do you wonder why you can't make progress with your health goals? Sick of having the same health struggles day in and day out? Wishing you could find a way to finally get healthy? You could be missing this one thing when it comes to reaching your health goals so you can finally make progress. Coaching mini sessions are available now. This is for you if you have a health-related question, concern, or goal you would like to address. I will provide guidance, recommendations, and actionable solutions you can implement today. Mini session includes one 45-minute session in Zoom. Check out the link in the show notes to book your session today, or check out the services page at www.preparedforwellness.com. Busy mama, are you overwhelmed trying to get healthy and eliminate chronic pain for good? Does being a busy mom leave you exhausted so you put your health goals on the back burner? Have you given up on every diet and exercise program leading you right back to your unhealthy habits? Hi friend, I'm Ashley Cavolo, a busy working mom who struggled to manage debilitating chronic pain. I desperately wanted to feel better and be the best mom that I could be, but I didn't know how to start and had nowhere to turn. Until the day I decided the pain would no longer control my life. I discovered health and wellness can be simple, maintainable, and heal chronic pain. In this podcast, I will share tips and strategies to help you instill healthy habits, find more energy, and manage your chronic pain. Grab your notebook, that cup of matcha, and get ready to look at getting healthy in a whole new way. Think about your routine, day in and day out, from the moment you wake up until you get into bed. According to one poll, if you are stuck in a daily routine, 80% of Americans are right there with you. Most people follow their routine mindlessly without even thinking about it. So now I want you to think about your health goals. Does your daily routine truly support your goals? If you answered yes, then I want you to ask yourself, how do your habits support those goals? If your answer is, I take supplements or I stop drinking soda, you are on the right track, but it will take you going deep enough to actually pull yourself out of an unhealthy place. So will those simple habits do that for you? Probably not. They will help, but there is something else that so many of us forget about. The one thing is exactly what you might need to finally get healthy. So here is a quick story first. So we just had Easter. I spent the day with my family. We got some fresh air and sunshine, and of course, there was comfort food. I had a serving of stuffed shells. We're Italian, so that is really big in our family. I had a slice of carrot cake, and I even had a mini cannoli. I don't have an issue with enjoying a little comfort food because I really do eat healthy most of the time. However, how I felt the next morning when I woke up was a completely different story. I could have handled this two ways. I could have jumped right into a routine without even thinking about my health, but instead, I followed a few simple steps to support my health instead. So here's exactly what I did. The first thing I did was check in with myself. A few minutes after getting out of bed, I checked in with myself and noted how my body was feeling. Physically, I noted my joints were stiff and achy, my digestion was a bit off, my whole body generally just felt tired. Mentally, I had a little brain fog and I felt sluggish. So the next thing I did, I identified the triggers. I asked myself, what could have caused these symptoms? And of course, I quickly came to the conclusion the sugar and processed foods I ate the day before set off my inflammatory response. So my body simply was not used to the foods that I ate. So the last step, I took intentional action. I then asked, how can I support my body today? I decided a workout would help my joints and give me energy. I made a conscious decision to choose healthy foods, and I thought having maybe a cup of detox tea might help as well. So I set healthy intentions for the day that would directly support my health. Nutritional supplement sales are expected to reach over $60 billion this year. On average, Americans spend between $200 to $1,000 annually on health supplements. Yet many products on the market contain little to no nutritional value due to fillers, dyes, and oils added to reduce manufacturing costs. This means you are spending your hard-earned money on supplements that are not helpful and could even cause harm to you and your family. Choosing ethical supplement brands like Zuma Nutrition is one of the most important decisions you can make for the health of you and your family. Zuma is a holistic supplement brand dedicated to sourcing only the highest quality ingredients from organic and regenerative farms. Wild harvest ingredients are sourced through sustainable wild harvesting practices. Their products are packaged in recyclable glass bottles, and Zuma puts thought and care into every aspect of their products. Their natural ingredients include herbs like chamomile extract, milk thistle, and olive leaf extract. You will never find fillers, dyes, or processed oils on that list. Due to the pure and natural ingredients, Zuma's formulas are gentle yet highly effective. I discovered Zuma Nutrition last year when I experienced painful digestive issues. I purchased two detoxes, the ParaCleanse and Fulvic Acid with Trace Minerals. I was pleasantly surprised when my gut issues resolved within just a few weeks. From that moment on, I made a commitment to follow this detox protocol twice a year to support my gut health. From gut health to athletic performance, Zuma offers supplements that will support every aspect of your health. Visit www.zumanutrition.com and use my code PFW15 to get $15 off your order today. Or shop the link in the show notes and your discount will automatically apply at checkout. Don't waste one more dollar on brands that are selling you fillers and dyes. You and your family deserve the results and quality you can expect from Zuma Nutrition. So let's just take a minute to think about what would have happened if I ignored how my body was feeling. If I completely ignored the signs and symptoms that it was sharing with me, I might continue through my day oblivious to the fact that my body was telling me it is inflamed. And I can imagine going through my day in a state of oblivion, mindlessly eating more sugar and processed foods, which of course would make the inflammation worse. So let's review this process again, which only takes a few minutes out of your morning to make sure you are paying attention to your body and truly listening to what it is telling you. So number one, check in with yourself. Make sure you do this within a few minutes of getting out of bed and assess how you are feeling mentally and physically. Number two, identify the triggers and ask yourself why you feel the way you do and determine what areas need focus physically and or mentally. And the last step, number three, is intentional action. Determine the small actionable steps you can take to improve how you are feeling and implement them into your day. So here's a quick example. So let's say you wake up in the morning and you stop for a few seconds after getting up out of bed and you realize your lower back is pretty stiff. You ask yourself, okay, how did this happen? Maybe I slept wrong. Maybe I did a workout yesterday that really put pressure on my back. So what can you do to support that? Go into the living room and maybe do a stretch. It's as simple as that. So you are listening to your body and determining what actions can help it and support it. So imagine addressing your body's needs every single day. It is small action, but it adds up quickly. So you may be able to address chronic inflammation that you otherwise would never have paid attention to. You may begin to heal stiff joints by stretching and fitting in movement more often. Any of these scenarios, the steps you take to improve them day to day will add up. So I challenge you to try this before you begin your morning routine. Get out of bed, move around for a few minutes, assess how you're feeling, and I highly recommend trying this again mid-afternoon. So if you feel tired, instead of reaching for a cup of coffee, ask yourself, maybe do you need water, an electrolyte, a snack, or maybe even just getting up away from your desk can give you that boost of energy you need. So check in with yourself daily, and you'll begin to make those small shifts that turn into big changes. And pay attention to your body, what it is telling you, and do what you can to give it what it needs. And in return, it will reward you in incredible ways. Hey friend, I hope this episode helped you in your health journey. If you are inspired or motivated, please leave a 5-star rating and written review in Apple Podcasts, or please share it with another mama who would be blessed by it. I'm off to make another matcha and whip up a healthy snack. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next Thursday.